This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look what you did. You polluted our ticket tax. I'm getting Barbara Garbay ticket tax.
Oh, yeah. Barbara Garbay, Daryl Evans.
Someone pointed out you didn't mention the MVP, Willie Hernandez. We're not going to turn this into just name a Tiger from the 84 squad.
Rod Allen.
Stop it.
Sparky Anderson.
All right.
No, please, name some more. Ticket text them in, and then Tom will grab them, print them out, and give them to you.
Crumple them all up.
Dwight Lowry.
We got the call from Stan, and he points out they're on 105 win pace. You win 105 games, you win the World Series, you stake a claim as the best in franchise history. We are very far away from that. It is late May.
Yes.
We'll have a Tiger conversation in the 8 o'clock hour, both what happened on the field yesterday and what we think will happen as the season progresses. Last night, we had a couple teams punching their tickets. You have the Florida Panthers going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. You want to say another name, don't
you? I'm sorry.
You're good. Just trying to move the show forward.
Juan Berenguer.
Okay.
Willie Hernandez. Sid Manji.
You also had the Thunder. Back in the NBA Finals looking to win their first title. I don't count the Sonics. They don't hang the banner. Are the Thunder the case for the Pistons to stay the course? I know it's not a popular opinion. I know in the afternoons they've been really hammering, go make a move. The East is wide open. To be fair, we've also said, hey, strike while the iron's hot. You had a big season. You took a step into that next tier of an organization. Are the Thunder making the case, though, that you stay the course? 2 years ago, they weren't in the playoffs, and now they're playing for an NBA championship. They have a similar blueprint to what the Pistons have, led by defense, one star player, and a bunch of homegrown talent around them.
They have, in large part, built through the draft. They did add an MVP through the trade. Not at the time, but he did become an MVP.
They traded for Shea after his first season. He's developed almost exclusively by their organization.
I'm just saying, they, you know, when you look at all these teams that have added MVP players, he was added to this roster through a trade.
Okay. You want to split hairs? Fine. My point would be they're
splitting hairs.
We drafted Cade. They acquired Shea. That's the centerpiece. And then the players around them are draft picks. Jalen Williams was 12th overall. That's the second leading scorer for the Thunder. Their third leading scorer is Chet Holmgren, a top five pick from the 2022 class that's dealt with injuries. Sound like Jaden Ivey? My point is, a year ago, they wouldn't have felt this way about Chet Holmgren. That would be the case. I think you could make the argument the Pistons are organically following that blueprint right now. I mean, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is an MVP. Cade is not that yet. At 23 years old, SGA hadn't made an all-star game, hadn't received an MVP vote. I mean, Cade's ahead of that schedule.
He certainly is.
And they've made small moves. You want to add a Hartenstein, a Caruso? Like, there are moves Langdon's going to have to make along the way to push this team forward. But I don't know that it's, you got to add Zion or you're wasting the opportunity.
There are a lot of bright, shiny objects that you could get, and it would make this team better. And would it speed up the process? Would it give you better odds at winning a championship? Sure. But there can be an argument made for this team was able to develop in the absence of Jaden Ivey. Then you insert him and you make it even better. That is certainly a valid argument. I'm not going to say that that can't be the path. We are seeing it with OKC. But the question is, will Jaden Ivey, when back, have a similar impact? Different players, different styles, different bodies than Chet Holmgren. Will he have a similar impact when he returns to move this team forward and be a team that can finish out a game? Maybe it's just the growth and the experience that they needed to be in that series with the Knicks, having those 20-point leads, 18-point leads, but they wasted a great opportunity.
I would ask Pistons fans how you view this offseason, because it feels pivotal. Langdon acknowledged there's expectations. there are some names that will be bantied about. Shams, big NBA insider of the ESPN, said this could be the craziest NBA offseason ever.
And then followed it with no examples.
No examples, and kind of couched it with could be and hypothetically right. maybe. But there's a lot of names. Look, if Giannis stakes a claim to Pegasus downtown and says, I want to be in Greektown, I want to be in Detroit. Yes. My answer is yes. But shy of that, I really do think there's an example in front of us of staying the course and developing your current crop. Asar Thompson had the blood clot issue, has not had a full ramp up. We were very happy with him at the end of the season. Duren turning a corner. Ivy was starting to turn a corner before his injury. If they said, hey, we want to follow the OKC blueprint, run it back one more year and see if we have the ingredients, would you be opposed to that?
No, as long as we're seeing complementary pieces added by Trajan Langdon.
And he's shown, like Beasley was a complementary piece, Schroeder at the deadline. These are small moves.
And both need to be re-signed, if that's the path that Trajan Langdon wants to go. And so it really is, can they do it without adding a superstar? Yeah, I mean, it can be done. Is it going to happen? I mean, we have no idea. We don't know what this team looks like when Jaden Ivey is healthy. All we know is, as this team was finding its way, they weren't the same team with Jaden Ivey as they were at the end of the year. Doesn't mean they wouldn't have gotten there. Doesn't mean that instead of 44, maybe they would have had, I don't know, maybe they would have had 48. Maybe they would have had 50. Who knows? And what does it look like next year? Will Cade be better next year than this year? I think we could, that's a safe assumption to say.
I'm expecting that, yeah.
Will, you know, the rest of this roster be better of those guys? Will Asar Thompson be better? Ron Holland II, will he be better?
That's another name we didn't mention, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that there is a maturation process that will make this team better by default. Is it good enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and ultimately to the NBA championship opportunity?
To the fans out there, do you have a hard line stance that the Pistons have to do something bold this offseason? Because the other argument has been presented in the afternoon that this Eastern Conference is wide open. And I acknowledge that, right, with the Jason Tatum injury.
Sure.
But Boston Celtics, first of all, aren't in it right now. And without Tatum next year, aren't going to be a favorite to win the East. So who is? It's open. It's there for the Pistons to step up. Does it have to be a bold move from the outside? 248-539-9797.
It's almost impossible to ask that question because it doesn't have to be a bold move, but there needs to be moves. You're going to have to add to this roster. You need to add a shooter. You need to add another starting score. You need to have somebody that could sit there and knock down threes that's actually going to start the game.
So the grocery list would be you need a three-point shooter, you need a secondary ball handler, and you probably need a stretch four. Well, if you bring back Beasley and you find terms that are fair for Schroeder, you're still looking for a stretch four, but this doesn't have to turn into Lauri Markkanen has to come to Detroit or our championship will never happen.
No, but then what role does Jaden Ivey fill? Because he's not a knockdown three-point shooter.
No, he'd probably be a secondary ball handler.
Right.
And you don't bring back Schroeder, and you're banking on Ivey stepping into a full, healthy season.
So it's, I mean, and so Ivey does add another dimension to this offense because he is as quick and as fast as you're going to find in this league. His ability to be explosive, and I don't think, and maybe it takes a little while for him to get that explosiveness back, but it's not like coming back from, like he didn't tear his Achilles. That's going to be a big time question for Jason Tatum, and because of what his game is like, how does it affect his game? I think the bones are going to heal. I think Jaden Ivey will be as explosive as he was, but is that going to be enough to open up this offense or help open up, unlock more of this offense for Cade and the other cast of characters that are going to take the court?
I mean, the biggest growth is going to have to be from Cade. He has to take the SGA leap or this Thunder comparison is bunk. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter.
Well, and so some of it is just in terms of, we mentioned it with Halliburton, right? It's an amazing stat line. The most amazing thing to me was zero turnovers. Yeah. With, what was it, 12 assists?
15 assists.
And you look at the game, you know, last night with OKC, and part of it is what you're seeing SGA do. It's 40 points. It's 10 assists. And I mean, so I'm looking at two nights ago. It was five turnovers. Last night, he had two turnovers. Like, that's, I think, where Cade really needs to take that next step is protecting the basketball.
I just would tell people, SGA did not happen overnight. He is in his seventh season. He just won MVP in his seventh season. He didn't make an all-star appearance until his fifth season, and the Thunder didn't make the playoffs, I believe, until his sixth. So this idea, like, Cade's ahead of that schedule, and Cade had the pedigree of a number one pick, and Cade's getting a taste of the playoffs and should be better next season. Like Halliburton, Ticket Texture points this out. Halliburton, someone who I think benefited from previous postseason runs, and now the game's slowing down for him. Mm-hmm. If that happens for Cade, you got the straw that stirs the drink. You can follow the OKC blueprint.
So I think they've got to make some sort of deal to get a what would be a number two, or maybe they're bordering on a three. I mean, if you look at the landscape, larger landscape in sports right now, you know, the OKC got SGA in a trade.
Who's their number two that they had to go out and get?
That's to be determined here, I think, a little bit. You can argue Williams or Holmgren. Holmgren has worked out. He wasn't a super like prospect, like a flag, but Holmgren, if you got the Holmgren good, you knew you were getting a pretty sure thing.
He's seen
right?
as kind of that alien, right? The tall, lanky shooter. Right.
I mean, people forget though, the Pacers got Halliburton in a trade.
Yep.
If you want to broaden this in sports, the Panthers got Tkachuk in a trade.
Yep.
These are successful teams. The Philadelphia Eagles got AJ Brown in a trade. You got to go get a guy. You got to kind of get somebody over in a trade a little bit. That's what's happening right now. That's how these teams are winning in sports. You're getting that additional piece. You're using either capital or players who may be overrated on your team, not as good as people think. Because look, I know in the free agent market, right? Or not free agent, but potential. Is Sabonis free agent, or would that be a trade?
It'd be a trade.
That'd be a trade, right? So that's something we've speculated on. Well, who won the trade? Pacers won the trade.
Oh, going away.
Right. So there's got to be some sort of deal out there. I'll refer back to the Pistons, how they were built when they won it in 04. They got Rip, right? They traded Stack.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't a for sure trade, but you have to take
the 04 Pistons are the ultimate story of like finding pieces from the wreckage. I mean, Ben Wallace was a throw-in, right? I mean, Rip Hamilton, you're right, you're sending out Stackhouse, eventually adding Rasheed Wallace.
I mean, it remains to be seen. I look, to me, the Pistons shouldn't force something this offseason.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Don't if there's something there to be had, like a reference that I just made with all these different trades in sports, you go do it. Because I think how you win championships is actually, everybody gets caught up in free agency. I think savvy trades.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting conversation just because I know the narrative is go add Trey Hendrickson. I've been pushing the Bregman thing to a nauseating degree. I don't feel that way with the Pistons. I don't feel like they got to go do something. Hard line stance or else. I think the Thunder are showing you there is another blueprint that could play out exactly in that way. It's 97-1.
Hey, in sports, and we've seen it with our football team, our basketball team. We saw it with the grounds crew. When you have an injury, it sure seems personal. And the same goes for life. That's where injury attorney David Femeninio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Femeninio. He's got the slogan. I've said it. He says it. Get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femeninio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wonder if the Thunder are making the case for the Pistons to run it back. Ticket text, phone calls, 248-539-9797. The case is simple. The Thunder are building around one singular star with homegrown talent and a defensive spine. They play in a smaller market with a raucous crowd, and 2 years ago they weren't even in the playoffs, and now they're playing in the finals. That's the case. They've added some complementary pieces. No one's saying don't add a Hartenstein or a Caruso. But that would be the case to see what you've got from Asar Thompson for a full season and Ivy for a full season and Durin in this new, you know, turning the corner for a full season. That would be the case to hold firm. And I know the case is we always want more. We want to get better. We make the case for the Lions to go add Trey Hendrickson. We make the case for the Tigers to go add a third baseman. We make the case, hey, Red Wings, go make a splash in free agency. I don't have the hard line stance for the Pistons. I'm not turning down Giannis if he wants to come and play here. But I don't feel like it's a must that the Pistons have to go do something this offseason to capitalize in the East. They have a progression in front of them with a young roster and a blueprint that OKC has demonstrated. 248-539-9797. Texter says, Jim sold me. Build from within. Add few additions here and there. Another texter says, don't mortgage the future to win now. They're building for sustained success. Let the guys grow and make a move in a year. But there are people who push back. You can't fall in love with your own. Says, they are role players. They might not get better. Don't stand pat. Are we sure Cade Cunningham is even on Halliburton's level, let alone SGA's level?
Well, right now, no.
No,
but
not
can
right.
be, yeah.
SGA at 23 had never made an All-Star game and never received an MVP vote and had never played in a playoff game. So I'm not willing to doom Cade to this life of this is his peak. Absolutely, Cade Cunningham is capable of doing what SGA's doing and what Halliburton's doing. What else we got here? Young core for the Pistons is not as good. They don't have the ceiling that the Thunder have. That's not the way to do it. If they stand pat, it'd be a mistake, and they would miss the playoffs next year.
Well, I don't think they're at risk of missing the playoffs. I think it's more of how much higher can they go? Like, what type of seed will they get? And then when they get into the postseason, what type of player will Cade Cunningham be in the postseason next year?
If Cade was to take a leap, I'm not afraid of the Knicks. Right, he hits a couple more shots in that series. Is it a different series? Fewer turnovers in the crunch time moments. All those games were close.
Mm-hmm.
If Ivy's out there, do they beat the Knicks? If Stewart's out there, do they beat the Knicks? I mean, the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's like if the Pistons ran it back, the Pistons couldn't make the Eastern Conference Finals next year?
You know, you're talking about the Thunder and how they're built, revisiting the Paul George trade.
Yeah.
They got Jalen Williams out of that. And Holmgren was the number two overpick.
The pick they got
from the Clippers.
Yes.
They took Jalen Williams one pick ahead of Jalen Duren. What would the Pistons look like with Jalen Williams?
I know.
You just can't copycat something. Like, I don't believe in complete blueprints.
No, they're going to have to do it their own way. And but what does that look like? And if it's simply... So Jaden Ivey, as I dig a little bit more into his stats... Like, he was having a good season.
Yeah, like 17 a night?
Yeah, 17 a night.
Chet's 15 a night, different players.
Different players, but Jaden Ivey was shooting 40% behind the arc. But what you need is more volume at that percentage.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, can he remain at that percentage while shooting more volume? If he can, I mean, there...
Then he solves that issue.
Yeah,
a couple of them, shooting and secondary ball handler. All right, coming up at 8:35, you may have seen it happen at the ballpark. Workplace injury. Eesh. We'll get to it. First, Heather with the news.
Well, the Michigan Supreme Court has declined to hear arguments in the case against Oxford Community Schools and its legal responsibility leading up to that awful 2021 mass shooting. Parents of survivors and the four students who were killed have been working to hold the school district accountable. And, of course, the officials at the school as well for failures they say led to the shooting. But this decision by the Michigan Supreme Court means that the families have now reached basically the end of their appeal attempts. Yeah. This is it. And of course, everyone involved is saddened by this finding. The father of Tate Meir said, "It is horrible that there will be no charge coming out of this tragedy." The attorney who is representing the victims called it a very sad day. A long vacant Sears store in Metro Detroit is getting a pretty big redo. So the manager at 12 Oaks Mall in Novi confirmed construction is actually already underway for three new attractions that will be at that old Sears location that shut down, I believe, in 2019. So there's going to be a round one bowling and arcade. There's going to be a clothing retailer, Primark. And then there's also going to be a Dick's House of Sports. It's not Dick's Sporting Goods. It's going to still offer clothing and sporting equipment, but it's also going to have a rock climbing wall, a track, batting cages, a golf simulator, and also, they say, a field that can be transformed into an ice rink.
Going to be a much larger
venue. I mean, it's an attraction and not just a store to go shopping in. So,
do they have more of those?
It's just a bigger Dick's.
Oh, okay, John.
It's a house of Dick's.
A house. Thanks, Heather. That's a high five. I'll give you that one. You took it to a whole new level.
Well, it's called Dick's House of Sports. Yeah. It's in the name.
Hey, my mission is done here. I have 100% corrupted you.
It's a house of what now?
She already said it.
It's in the name of the store.
I know, Heather. I know.
It's right there. Anyway, these are expected to open in 2026.
All right. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. So the leaders of Detroit's Belle Isle are considering creating a public square that would encourage visitors to walk instead of drive to all of the various popular sites within the park. So the Belle Isle Commons would be centered around like the biggest attractions, the aquarium and the conservatory. And they say those are the places most visitors to Belle Isle go. Yeah. And then they're working with the Michigan DNR to plan like, you know, walkable pathways to all the other attractions. It's right now in the conceptual phase, so nothing's set in stone, but it sounds like they're going to finish this idea and then present it to the public and see what people think. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with this.
No.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to be able to walk to some locations.
Sure. Makes all the sense in the world.
It sure does. We're going to talk about it next. The strange injury that took place at Comerica Park yesterday to a grounds crew member went down with something pretty gnarly, a knee injury, a leg injury. We don't really know. I keep looking for updates. Yes. Can't find one.
Lower body
but he
injury.
Was just, you know, raking the dirt.
Yeah.
Boom. Went down. Apparently just pop, blew out a knee. Had to be carted off the field.
Yes.
And he also flipped the bird because he didn't want to be filmed, apparently.
Sorry, buddy. You're going to be on camera. You're on a baseball field. There's a reason for the delay. They got to show it.
See, like, I want to hear from this guy.
Me too.
Who are you?
Probably have to dump him.
Might have
to. Or not, because it's silent. But
yes.
Seems pretty vulgar. Anyway, it does lead us into the conversation we want to have next, which is
workplace injuries. What are the gruesome workplace injuries that you have either had or witnessed?
You sent us a photo.
Yeah. Yeah, my workplace injury.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
I've seen that before. It's nasty.
And Heather, you worked at the ballpark.
I've had an injury.
We'll get to it next. 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. If you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and you bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Flips off the crowd. Didn't want to be shown on camera. I don't know what that was, but it was a workplace injury at Comerica Park. They had to stop the game to let this guy whose leg exploded get medical attention. I don't know. His like knee twisted sideways, if you believe what Cole Keith saw. And it got us thinking, hey, John, you're not a stranger to that situation.
No, I've had a couple of workplace injuries. Obviously, my workplace was on the football field. And
would you consider that a hazardous work environment?
At times, whether it was at practice or so, I've had a number of them. I could share them throughout the course of this segment, but we do want to hear from all of our listeners worst workplace injuries you've either had or seen. And the one, Greg, are we tweeting that one out? It's out. It's at Costa and Jansen on X.
Is it where you're like your ankle is all?
Yeah, I took a hit from somebody fell on me from behind, and I heard and felt the snap, crackle, pop, and I looked down, and it's kind of one of those things too where okay, you know, nothing good happened from those noises, but it hurt worse obviously when I actually saw that my leg, as I was laying on the ground, knee was up. But my foot was pointed 90 degrees to the right, not in the direction it was supposed to go. And so that is by far my worst workplace injury. I've had a number of them, but yeah, had a compound fracture. Bone was sticking out one side. They reset it on the field, and that was probably the worst pain because Bubba, who was our trainer.
Bubba's
awesome. Bubba was laying across the top of me, and one of the assistant trainers actually had to hold my shoulder pads underneath while the doctor said, this is going to hurt. I went, okay. And then he pulled it out, put it back in, and...
Is it the most pain you've ever been in?
For one moment, yeah. Yeah. And so, obviously, we get back into the locker room. I get hit with some of the good stuff, and then it's no longer the worst pain I ever felt. Off to dreamland.
You're floating.
Yes. But that was the end of my season for that year. We have it out on Twitter now. So just as an example of something, if you would like to share with us your worst workplace injury. So we saw it happen with the grounds crew yesterday at Comerica.
Did you see stuff like that when you worked at the ballpark, Heather?
Not like this. I mean, I never considered my workplace to be dangerous, right? Like, I'm not a player. I'm not out on the field like you were, John. But I did have one injury at Comerica Park. It wasn't even an injury, I got to say, but it was treated like an injury. Like, I had to be wheeled off in a wheelchair.
Oh.
I was hit in, like, the sternum, like, right in the center of my chest with a ball. I don't even remember the situation because it wasn't, like, a foul ball. It was, like... I don't even know what happened, but it was a freak thing. I was right before I was going to do something on camera. I was crouched down right next to the dugout.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my contestant. So I was not really focused on the game like I should have been. And the ball came flying through like a very, very small hole within like the railing of the dugout. Like
yeah.
And it went right. And I had a bruise. I had a crescent shaped bruise. Right
on
my
chest.
On your sternum. And they had to go get treated. I had to go get looked at to make sure. Like, they had to treat it like an injury, even though I didn't feel injury. And then everyone was scaring me in the stands because they're like, you know, if you get hit hard enough in the chest, you could have a heart attack.
Stop.
And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I felt fine, but then I was getting anxious because everyone was telling me I could have a heart attack.
Are you okay? You're like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you okay, though?
Yeah. And I'm like, I think so. Am I? I don't know.
Jim, any paper cuts?
See, working in the world of radio, you have to be very careful for paper cuts.
Yeah, you slice those papers on air.
Before I worked here, my first job ever was at Meijer, and I worked in the meat department. We had
those blades where they
cut stuff and the meat grinders and stuff. And no, I didn't like chop off a finger or anything.
Oh, no?
No.
No, you still have all 10 digits?
All 10 of them. Although there were moments where I thought it could happen.
Yeah.
If I was careless to turn off a machine or something, but
yeah.
I don't have anything gruesome.
Yeah. No blowing your drums. Too loud.
Ah!
Yeah.
Let's get to Tom and Hamtramck, and we want more of your stories on this. Tom, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, young guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Well, I work at a steel company, and they would take these rolls of steel off of the trucks, and we would put them on a thing called a slitter, where they would cut it down to size. Like, they would cut the one size inch and a half, the other size maybe 1 inch, and they have a guardrail that you're supposed to stand behind. Well, this one guy went on the other side of the guardrail, and when they were cutting it, that edge of it snapped and just practically cut his whole leg completely off.
It was
just a horrifying scene.
Oh, so...
I mean, it was very dangerous. He knew better not to stand over the other side of the protective rail, but he went in there to adjust something, and it was just a horrible scene. We had to rush him to the hospital. The EMS came, but it was just a nasty, nasty thing that I ever seen, and I played hockey and everything. I've seen everything, but that one took the cake.
Who had to pick up his leg?
Well, it dangled. Okay,
oh.
I mean, it dangled. There was no picking up. It dangled, and they put him like on the stretcher. We were ready to take him, but the EMS came, and his leg, it just was dangling. And like I said, I'm 78, and I've seen a lot of injuries, and this is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
I can imagine. Oh,
what a first phone call to take on this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you knocked that one out of the park. Thank you.
Sheesh. Oh. Legs dangling?
Yeah.
Sam and McComb, I don't know how you follow that up, but what do you got? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, Sam.
Good. I think I could follow it up a little bit. So I work in a pizzeria, and this was doing like that COVID stretch in 2020 when I was just working crazy hours. So we have a dough stretcher, and you always run the dough through there. And I've cleaned it for 15 years, easy. Well, I was cleaning it, and I accidentally slipped, and I ran my hand right through the dough stretcher.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
So
you got a really long hand? Like, what's going on?
Three fingers that ran right in and flattened it. I pulled it out. It was so bad, I didn't know what to do, so I just wrapped it up in a rag, hopped in my truck, and just drove right to the hospital.
Do you still have your fingers?
Yeah, so the whole time I'm thinking, like, I lost them for sure. I'm thinking in my head how I can work without my three fingers. But they ended up laying my hand down, and they gave me 15 stitches and stitched each cap of my fingertips back on.
Oh, wow.
Mm. We said we wanted gruesome work injuries.
Yeah.
This 2 for 2.
How long were you off of work?
No, it was, it was very rough.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling there, Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah. I mean,
glad they were able to put everything back in place.
Yikes.
In the moment, he's going, how am I going to work?
Yeah.
My whole life's changing. Stupid dough stretcher.
Yeah.
Ticket texters. Says, I work at a car dealership service department. New guy used his knee to leverage a big truck tire to lift it, and he blew out his knee at 8 in the morning.
Ooh.
Mm. Working out in Colorado building bridges, saw a guy fall from a 20-foot drop onto a metal fence and shattered the left side of his body. He had 3 metal rods impale him.
Now, wow.
Says, I don't do that job anymore. Now I work on floors. Signed, Austin.
So that guy didn't live, I take it? I mean, 3 impale him?
It's amazing what the human body can sustain.
He was impaled 3 times?
Yes. Depends where the impalement happens.
I guess.
You miss any vital organs.
Yeah. Yikes.
My friend at work was attacked by a Canadian goose this year in the parking lot. He tripped and broke his arm.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little more on the light, fun side. I broke my wrist working at the first House of Dicks. I worked in 2 different cabinet places, and I've seen 2 guys cut a finger off on table saws. Yeah, I'm sure we're
table
gonna
saws can be tricky, yeah.
Let's get back.
I've become close a couple of times.
Back to the phones where we have Jesse in Garden City. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So 2011, I was working on some windmills, wind turbines. I was out in Maryland for a local company here, and a guy went up before me, and he took our rope all the way up, and he left all the hatch doors going up. So I'm climbing up the ladder, and next thing I know, a shackle came down over 100 feet, cracked through my hard hat, fractured my skull, ricocheted from there, and then blew out my left bicep.
Oh, my God.
Man.
On the ladder, mind you, which didn't black out, kind of like came back to, climbed down, didn't know really what happened, and took my hard hat off, and then just pool of blood flying from my head.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yep.
How you doing now?
Morning. Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
Doing great. Don't work in construction anymore at Rocket Mortgage, but hey, we're here, man.
Any long-term effects from it?
Not yet.
Just a fear of shackles.
Not yet. It was one of the smaller ones. John, you probably are familiar, though, because, like, I mean, those little, they're probably 2.5 pounds up to 5, yeah. But coming over 100 feet at that speed.
Yeah.
If I would have looked up or if it hit anything, yeah. I mean, I would, let's see you later.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well.
Hey, have a great day,
luck.
Guys.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Better day today than that day. Okay, so we have a bunch of calls and ticket texts. We are going to talk baseball at 9 o'clock, but story from the baseball game was grounds crew member sidelined, knee twisted the wrong way, flipped off the crowd, workplace injuries. We'll get to it, 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you could make the smarter play during the NBA playoffs with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's consistently hitting that over, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things really get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late to get in on all the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about the baseball. Right now, we're talking about what happened at the baseball game. 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the conversation on everybody's mind with this Tigers team. Right now, we're talking about the poor guy in the grounds crew.
Yeah.
His knee twisted the wrong way or something, and they had to pause the game and get him medical attention. He clearly didn't want to be shown on camera and told everybody they were number one.
Yes.
And we've been talking about some workplace issues that you've had. John, you cited a couple playing in the NFL, one in particular.
Yes.
Your leg was pointing the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Just my foot. Leg was okay.
Right. And Heather talked about getting hit with a baseball at Comerica Park.
Yep.
Right in the sternum.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as gruesome as some of the calls we've taken already.
No.
People losing.
My foot was still attached.
Yeah. Mike in South Lyon, you're up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good morning.
So when I was 21, I worked for a landscaping company, and I'm not a very large human being. About 125 pounds, dripping wet. And for whatever reason that day, our trailer was not operable. So our boss said, you need to deliver this 700-pound serviceberry tree off the back of a dump truck. This dump truck we called Grande Rojo was a 1987 speed stick shift, and it didn't move very fast. We got the tree off the back of the truck with little effort because it was 700 pounds, but by the time it hit that tree dolly came back and smashed me in the face, shattered two teeth, pushed them back about a quarter of an inch. I couldn't even close my mouth without those shattered teeth touching my bottom teeth. So basically I was just an open mouth fish at this point, spitting my teeth out into the grass. Then my coworker proceeded to drive me to the hospital in this very stellar dump truck while I'm bleeding all over myself. And we met up with my boss. He just got a nice new Cadillac. And the first thing he says to me is, don't bleed on my car. So there wasn't much I could do. We get to the hospital, and the next day they had to sew my teeth together, or wire my mouth shut, pulled my teeth forward, and I got a couple nice new fake teeth. Later down the line, though, in 2018, I was about to get married, and I ended up getting an abscess on one of those front teeth, and the doctor said, well, we're going to have to pull your tooth 3 months before my wedding.
Well, at least it wasn't on your wedding day.
No, but, you know, I had a nice little flipper tooth for that wedding. It made the picture interesting, to say the least. So,
Man.
Yeah, it was a good time. And being a young person, I wasn't about to sue them, and I didn't know any better, and I didn't, and I should have, because at that point, now I paid out of pocket for an implant, a bone graft surgery, and multiple appointments to get the new implant put in. So,
Well,
what a journey.
Yeah. How's the smile now?
Oh God. Oh. Yeah. Well, he's gone through his fair share of dental issues.
I knew, as I saw that one on the screen there, I knew that would make Heather's skin curl a little bit.
I don't like teeth, the teeth thing. And like I have nightmares about like spitting my teeth out. Yes. Yeah. When he said that he was spitting them into the grass, it makes me just like.
So that's like one of the more common like recurring dreams, right? Yeah. Is the teeth thing?
I have that dream.
I don't get that one. The other one people get a lot is the like you're back in school.
Oh, I get that one all the time.
You haven't studied and you have to pass
all
this class.
All of the time. It's like, oh, you're about to graduate, but I never went to math class. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have that all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Or I can't remember my locker combination.
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
I used to get that. I don't I feel like I've had those.
Or there's gym.
That's the other kind of dream you have. John in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey, how are you guys doing? First-time caller. I worked at a plant with a girl, and when she turned around, her ponytail had real long, pretty hair, got stuck in a machine at the plant, and it slowly pulled her hair in and pulled all her scalp off of her head.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm. Slowly, one of the machines that you have to close the gate, it slowly pulled it in.
There was no way to, like, hit the stop button?
Stop it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, and they did not want to take care of her until about 8 years later. They finally took care of her, and she's retired now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I've heard those stories before.
Yeah, they pay for like all her wigs, everything now, but that was the worst accident I ever seen.
Oh my God.
All right, sorry to tell you guys that. Oh. It was slowly though. It wasn't like a quick pull either. We were trying to stop the machine. And there was we didn't have a cutter. It was just nothing. We couldn't cut it. It was so quick that it would have dragged us all in. Luckily that pulled away and she got away from the machine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Luckily she survived.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Luckily she survived. Very pretty girl too.
Yeah. Old herself.
All right, I'm sorry to bother you guys.
No, we asked you. It's not your fault.
Pulled her scalp off.
Which is worse? The leg or the scalp?
Scalp.
Scalp in my mind?
Oh, because especially since it was a little slower.
Yeah, too, that you have to like it's coming and you can't stop it. And you're panicking, and the anticipation of what it's gonna feel like.
A lot of people curling up right now.
I'm sorry, guys. I know this is not your ideal drive into work. We're gonna talk Tiger baseball after the update. Just a couple more to wrap this up, okay?
Yeah, let's keep
John,
going.
John, dealer's choice. Where do you want to go here?
I got the foot injury. Let's go with Kurt in Holly.
Kurt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, when I got home from the service, I got a job down in Dexter at a steel plant, and one of the guys was driving a high-low, and when you're sitting in a high-low, you get the brake pedal and the gas pedal, and then there's like the step to get up into it.
Mm-hmm.
He had his left foot still in the step well, with kind of his toe hanging out, and as he was driving through, he got a bit too close to an I-beam, and it grabbed the toe of his boot and rolled his leg down the side of the high-low in between the beam, severed his leg from just about 3 or 4 inches above his knee.
Wow, it ripped his leg off.
It ripped his leg off?
It was hanging by threads of tendon.
I don't need to say that.
Yeah.
Kurt, I'm sorry. We're going
to... Yeah, no, we get the threads. Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right. Don't need to pick. Last one on this, and it's because I think we have to take this phone call. Todd in Beverly Hills.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I'm actually a workers' compensation attorney. I've been representing injured workers for 32-plus years now, so I've seen just about everything. But probably the one that sticks out in my mind the most is at a client that was impaled through the junk.
Oh, no.
And as part of his case, ended up sending me pictures from the ER.
What was he impaled with?
Yeah, I think it was rebar.
Oh!
And did it, did he end up with both or none or one? Like, what was the outcome?
I believe he ended up losing one of his testicles. But the bigger issue was he went through not only his junk, but also through his leg. So he had nerve damage issues afterwards. So it was pretty gruesome. You can't unsee that when they send you pictures.
No, you can't. Can't unthink it either.
Impaled through the junk. That's probably the one to end on.
I was looking at it going, like, I didn't think it was impaled through the junk. I thought it was somehow junk impaled him.
Like a piece of like some
yeah,
kind of
like
junk.
I don't know, maybe it was a trash worker or something. Yeah, junk. You know,
his junk.
No, his junk. Wow.
Yeah.
They say you only need one, right?
Look, if you're the guy at Comerica Park,
just try to look on the positive side of things.
If you're the guy at Comerica Park yesterday, could have been so much worse, as evidenced by our callers today. Your knee twisted weird. Could have been worse, all right, mm-hmm. In terms of workplace injuries. Let's talk about the baseball team that just keeps finding ways to win. Change the subject. I'm seeing your ticket text, people. We will do that after Luke Sloan's beautiful sports update. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.